Sagt der Heilige Mischna weiter, man sagt, dass Yevamis, Perik Beis, Mishna Hey. Quick Chazara, in Mishnayis Gimel and Dalit, we learned that if a person passes away without children, and he has one brother, but there's a problem with that brother, he's a Mamzer or he's a Nasin. Remember what that means? He's part of the Gevinim, but Chalitza is still required. So in the case of a Mamzer, Lamaisa, he's still considered a brother. There is a Yivum connection, it's just that he's not allowed to be Miyave. So which brother, al pi halacha, is considered a brother, which brother isn't? Let's see our Mishnah. Perik Beis, Mishnah Hei. Mi sheyesh le'ach mikol mokan. Someone has any kind of a brother, even if that brother is a mamzer. Zoykek es eshes achiv. Now this is an important word. Zika means a connection. Zoykek es eshes achiv. There's a connection between him and his brother's wife. The brother that passed away, layivim. If this woman wants to get married, she needs chalitza. Again, he's not allowed to be miyavim her because of the din that it's also to marry him. But there still is yivim. And for that matter, achiv l'chal davar. He's considered a brother in regard to other halachis that pertain to a brother. For example, in regard to the halachis of Yerusha, if the brother who died has no children and the father's not alive, the Yerusha then goes to the brother. If you remember from Perik Yesh Nachlin. So even though this brother is a mamzer, but when his brother died without children and his father is not alive, the Yerusha does go to him. Furthermore, if this brother that's a mamzer dies, his brother who is a kayin is metam himself to him. Normally a kayin cannot be metam himself to a mess unless it's one of his seven relatives. Chutz mi mishayesh lai, unless the exception to the rule where a brother is not considered a brother, if someone has a brother that was born min ha-shivcha u min ha-nachris. Shivcha means a shivcha kananis. Anachris means from an avedes kechavim. Over here, there would not be a yivim situation. Al pi halacha, they would not be considered brothers. Zakta Mishnah Vayter. Mish yesh lo ben mikol makom. Someone has a son, even if the son is a mamzer, that son, poiter, eshes aviv min ha-yivim. If a man died, but he did leave a son, even if that son is a mamzer, the lemaisa is his son, and his wife is potter from chalitza and yivam. Furthermore, v'chayiv, one would be chayiv misa al makosav al kilalosav. If someone hits his father or mother, he's chayiv misa. Same so if someone curses his father or mother, he's chayiv misa. The pasuk says in Pashas Mishpatim, umakei ovi ve'imai mois yomas. Now the truth is, to hit anyone is a lav min ha-tayra. That's learned, as the Chinuch explains, when the pasuk Arbaim Yakenu, Bezin can give him Malkus, but Lo Yosef, even if Bezin adds on one extra lashing, whoever's hitting is over a lav. And for sure, someone who's not Chayiv Malkus, but with a father and mother, it's not just a lav. There's also a Chayiv Misa, but it's Davka if there's a Chabura. Some blood has to come out. A black and blue mark means that there's blood. There's even a whole shayla about a doctor. If he has to, let's say, cut into a parent for refuah, whether he's allowed to do it. So if a person hits a father or mother and there's a chabura and it was with Adam and Hasra, it's chayiv misas, misas chenek. The pasuk also says in Parshas Mishpatim, Umekalel aviv v'imoy mois yumas. If someone curses his father and mother again on purpose and he was warned what the punishment is, was warned by two Edom, Mois Yumas. And here actually the Chiyuv is Skila. It's even more strict than hitting. By hitting it's Chenek, here it's Skila. The Ramban says it has to be a stricter punishment because it's easier for a person to get angry and Chas V'Shalom curse. By the way, it's only cursing with Hashem's name that there's actual Chiyuv Misa. But still, because it's dangerous, so there has to be like a greater deterrent, says the Ramban. Either way, Makay ove ve'imai is chayiv misa, and makalil ove ve'imai is chayiv misa. Of course, one can always do tshuva and ask mechila. In any event, our Mishnah teaches us that chiyuv applies even if the son is a mamzer. Chutz mi sheyesh lo, unless someone has a son, min ha-shivcha, min ha-nachris, that son is not considered a son. Even if someone's father is hadasha, he's still not supposed to curse him. But if he does curse him, there's no chiyuv misa. So the Tosfos Yom Tov brings over from the Gemara an interesting kasha. If this son is a mamzer, that means that he was born out of a marriage that was asa, that was a chi of karis, or maybe even a chi of misa. So his father's a rasha. He married someone that the Torah says, if you marry such a woman, there's a terrible punishment for that. So how can the mission then say that he's chayiv if he curses him? It's like the Tosfos Yom Tov, taka must be where the father did tshuva. Okay, so in our Mishnah here, Mishnah Hey, we learned as follows. If someone has a brother from his father, even if that brother is a mamzer, there still is yivum. But if he has a brother from a shivcha or from a nachris, then there is no yivum. There's no yivum connection. We also learned if someone has a son or a daughter, for that matter, even if that child is a mamzer, but if he dies, there's no chalitza or yivum. Knows his wife does not need chalitza. We also learned in our Mishnah that a brother or a son that's a mamzer, yarshins, the halachas of Yerusha apply. A kohen who could be metame himself to one of his seven krovim, this includes a son who's a mamzer. Normally, if someone curses his father or mother, b'shem, by the way, using Hashem's name, or he hits them in their lifetime and he inflicts a wound on them, one would be chayiv misa, if it was b'mezid u'b'hasra, if he did it on purpose and he was warned about what the einish is. That is also true for a son who's a mamzer, but it would not be nogeya from a son that was born to a shivcha kananis or to an avodas kechavim, even if he was megayer himself, by the way. And then we explained from the Tosfos Yom Tov that being that if he's a mamzer, it must be his father's a rasha, because he married a woman that there's a chi of karis or a chi of misa on. So how could it be he would be chayev for cursing him? So it must be talking about a case where the father did tshuva.